Maybe I'd better start finding our way back, huh?
Don't worry, Skipper. I know exactly where we are.
You do? Where are we?
We're lost.
Oh, Gilligan.
Lost Discs Radio, here on the planet.
Discs Radio Show.
Hi, Gilligan.
What's the matter? You look like a ghost.
What's wrong with you?
He's never caught one spy. He's never even caught a cold. Got his degree from Disneyland. But he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man. secret agents, he's my man. He's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man.
Nancy Sinatra and Bob Denver.
Yes, that was Nancy Sinatra and Bob Denver. Hey, tonight, kicking off the Lost Discs radio show for September 9th of 2005. This is Jim E. Knight here with you. And yes, believe it or not, Dr. Doc Brown is here with you.
Yeah, I came back to try to remedy this truly tasteless situation the phenomenon.
Now listen, tonight is going to go down in history, Doc, as our Bob Denver spectacular.
Right, we're going to pay tribute to Bob Denver, a.k.a. So Gilligan, Dobie Gillis, you know.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Well, Maynard G. Krebs.
Yeah, from the Dobie Gillis show.
Now speaking, all right, now we just heard from Nancy Sinatra, right? Uh-huh. And the reason we're kind of tying in Bob Denver, and now be careful. This is a music show, Doc. This is the musical.
Oh, is that what it is?
Music show, right? So people are going to think we're talking about John Denver, who is also dead.
Right.
Right.
But that was a plane crash. We could probably do a show about that too.
It was a tragedy, but we'll do that on Arbor Day. We'll do a tribute.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Those poor trees that got killed when his plane crashed into him.
Well, he had a song about planting trees, didn't he?
No, I was talking about the plane crash itself.
Hey.
It's always been fun to make fun of stuff like that.
September 11th is only a couple days away, Doc, so keep talking. Now, Doc, the problem, it's going to get ugly tonight, and it's not even funny. Look, it's not fun. I'm not trying to be funny. That was not supposed to be funny. All right? So let's just move on and
plant a man.
Okay. So
you ever see that T-shirt that says "Plant a Man"?
No.
And there's a guy with like he looks like a piece of broccoli, and he's got thing.
I've never seen it.
Plant a man.
You're making stuff up.
No, it's funny anyway.
It's like plant a tree. All right. Well, speaking of things that are not funny, once again, if I can get back on track, Nancy Sinatra and Bob Denver were co-stars together in a movie in 1964. This is before Gilligan's Island, right?
For those who think young.
For those who think young.
Yeah, I know that movie.
We happen to have a lobby card hanging in our studio, which features Tina Louise, right? Right? Ginger, you know, Ginger Grant from Gilligan's Island, who was also in this movie, right? So you had before Gilligan's Island even hooked up, right, with the whole thing on CBS television, Bob Denver, TV's Gilligan, and Tina Louise, TV's Ginger, were co-starring in this movie, and so was Nancy Sinatra.
And
so,
Paul Lynde,
right. James Darren and all those tight, you know, 60s kids dancing on the beach and stuff. Well, here's the real scary thing about that movie, Doc. Mm-hmm. Bob Denver, TV's Gilligan.
Okay, he went full frontal?
He did, yeah. Oh yes, that's they cut that part out. You have to get the director's cut to get that, you know,
right.
And that's only in Europe can you get that version.
All right.
The scariest part about the movie is when Bob Denver does his song. He has a song in this movie.
Ugh.
It's kind of a rap. It's like Bob Denver is like the Eminem of his time, and you have to understand that what happens is, you know, the surf comes in. And some lifeguard yells to all the Mondo kids on the beach there, you know, surf's up, right? You know?
Right.
And then suddenly Nancy Sinatra paints like a little face on his chin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they put Bob Denver like down in the sand, and they completely bury his face in the sand except for the chin that's exposed. So you see his mouth and you see this little eyes and nose painted on his chin, and he goes upside down under the sand. I don't know if you can imagine this, folks.
These were wild times.
The times were changing, right? It was 1964.
Right.
And so what happened was he sings this song in this movie. It's called Ho Daddy, right? And all the kids on the beach are singing Ho Daddy.
So what does it sound like?
Wax him up. Well, we're going to kick it tonight because who else is going to do it for you tonight on our Bob Denver Spectacular for the Lost Discs radio show? Here it comes now. Surf's up. Bob Denver, the one and only, exclusively tonight, on September 9th of 2005, on the Lost Discs radio show.
some are gonna die. Hot doggers ride 'em high and wide. Grammys get all mashed up inside. And get caught in a swirl. That crazy dive is what you call a pearl. When the crave is on you to go top speed, toes over the nose is all you need.
Hold that, hold that, hold that, hold that.
When you see one coming, you yell outside, and you get to your feet and you start your glide. Don't fluke, you kooks. Watch out for the stalls, or you find yourself going over the falls. Sure, that tunnel has a door. Now before you surfers hit the briny, be sure your boards are fried and shiny.
Wax up! Wax up!
Lost.
Lost Discs Radio.
We're lost.
Oh, Gilligan.
I'm gonna go back out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. The girls are frisky in the old Frisco. A pretty little miss wherever you go. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. Don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
Hi, Gilligan.
Lost Discs Radio.
What's wrong with you? What's the matter? You look like a ghost. What's wrong with you? What's the matter? You look like a ghost. What's wrong with
Gilligan
you?
May be a dead ringer for one of their kings.
What's wrong with you? What's the matter? You look like a ghost.
Gilligan may be a dead ringer for one of their kings.
You look like a ghost. What's
I've been dead so long. I've been dead so long.
Like
I've been dead so long.
What's wrong with you? What's the matter? You look like a ghost.
I've been dead so long. I forgot.
Like a ghost. What's wrong?
Gilligan may be a dead ringer for one of their kings.
Don't say the word dead, not while I'm alive, huh?
Some are gonna live and some are gonna die.
What's the matter? You look like a ghost. What's wrong with you?
Thank you.
It's the swinging sound of Lost Discs Radio.
You know, Skipper, that space capsule almost got us off the island. Another 30 seconds and we'd have been in orbit forever.
Yes. Well, we may not have been rescued, but the important thing is that we're still alive, Gilligan.
Yeah.
And the beat goes on.
Oh, I gotta go. It's part of my job.
I used to be down. Lord, I ain't down no more. Well, my, I used to be down, baby. I ain't down no more. Well, you know I done changed my way of living.
Taj Mahal. That's a little Taj Mahal action there, ladies and gentlemen, on the show tonight. Man, you're digging that kind of stuff on the Lost Discs radio show. We're live tonight on September 9th, 2005. And lots of people emailing in tonight for our Bob Denver TV's Gilligan. Spectacular. Including our good pal, Joe Stacks. You know, Joe Stacks is the other third of our our DJ component here sometimes. Now, go ahead.
You know, you accused me of being on a hiatus. Come on.
Yeah, but Joe Stacks lives in Pittsburgh, PA, Doc, and we do this show here in Connecticut. It's like a 10-hour drive.
You see, where you live is not relative to how hard you're working.
Yeah, come on. Joe Stacks emailing in and digging the Bob Denver action. But Joe Stacks, by the way, along with some other people, this guy Tyler, I think it's Tyler down in New Jersey, emailed in. And both of them are postulating the idea that, well, Bob Denver and John Denver, Joe Stacks puts it this way. I hope that Ma Denver is going to be all right with this. You know what I mean?
Huh.
Like, she's lost both of her sons now.
That's interesting, because when I went to college, I roomed with two guys. Their names were Bob and John. But that wouldn't make any sense, because they're saying these guys are the same person.
Well, they're saying that they're related.
Oh, they're brothers.
You know, they're.
Yeah, their last name was in Denver, though.
Well. Anyways, let's see. Who else is emailed in here tonight? Folks on the show. Guy getting a great signal. This is Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. Checking in, and he's digging. Oh, he says, you know, of course, R.I.P. little buddy Bob Denver. He's getting all these people, by the way, getting a fantastic signal from WBCQ tonight on the 7415 kilohertz transmitter. We're getting it here in Connecticut on the 510 kilohertz transmitter, and it's coming in loud and clear, almost like it was some kind of local amplitude modulated station. By the way, do you know the real dirty secret, of course, about Tina Louise? Do you know about this?
Was this Full Frontal too?
No. Well, you have to pay the subscription for that. No, Wilford Brimley. Really?
What?
Wilford Brimley in drag. That's who Tina Louise really was. That's not me saying that. That's your friend, Michael Ketter, checking in tonight.
Oh.
And folks, he would know. I don't know why, but he would know.
If anybody would know, he would know.
I guess.
And so it's Wilford Brimley sans mustache.
Ladies and gentlemen, people are emailing it to the program tonight, and how are they doing it? Well, all right, first of all, they're getting on a computer, right? Because that's the only way you can send the emails nowadays. And they're mailing it to, you know, lost@wbcq.us. And I'll get in on the action and email it, you know, we'll hit you up. Now, Doc, I need your help on something.
What?
Are you ready? I got...
All
right, well. Yeah, we got some Jan and Dean on the turntable, and we're going to do a little compare and contrast here.
All right.
All right? You remember last week,
yeah,
we ended up playing a record called Surfin' Hearse.
Right.
Right? Surfin' Hearse.
Huh?
Right? Now, that's not funny, and it wasn't funny then, and it's still not funny.
No, but think
because
about it.
It's a relief effort.
No, it had nothing to do
you
with
might
that.
You need a surfing hearse. That's what I was.
No, you see.
You said.
No.
He
no.
said it.
Surfboards, if it's raining out, you want to put them inside somewhere. A coffin is about the same size as a surfboard in some instances. So they would take this giant car and create a surfing mobile out of it. They didn't have enough money for a Woody, so they would get an old hearse. You
all
see
right.
what I'm saying?
All right. Yes, I see. I guess.
You. I know that you've shelled out many dollars for your Woodies in the past.
All right.
That's all in the past.
Where's Wilford Brimley when we need him?
Dressed as in drag.
In drag, you know.
Oh.
Because, I mean, face it. When you look back on Ginger there, you know.
Yeah.
TV's Tina Louise.
Right.
Don't you think her hair was like red, but it was like a little too red? You know what I mean? So that I think Ketter's got something on that. Well, Doc, here's what
right.
I...
Anyway. Surfin' Hearse.
Surfin' Hearse. And then you hipped me up to the idea that, well, you know, actually, Jan and Dean cut a version of Surfin' Hearse.
Right.
And I did not know that necessarily because it was like an album cut, right? Well,
right.
So then we played this. The version of Surfin' Hearse we played was by a group called The Quads. And come to find out, their version was cut prior to Jan and Dean's version. And we said, well, Jan and Dean were covering this obscure group called The Quads, right?
It's different, right?
Yeah. So here's another thing. Now, we all know that the record, you know, after the terrible accident, right? Which one of those guys was in the accident?
Jan.
Ringo?
No.
Jan?
Janberry.
Janberry was in the terrible car crash, right?
Right.
Well, after the car crash, and they're trying to pick up the pieces and get things back together, the next record that they put out was either Vegetables.
Dean put it out.
Dean put out, right?
Right.
Or the next one that hit the charts in 1966 there was a song called Popsicle.
Popsicle, right.
Right? Okay. Well, we're going to play a little bit of Popsicle here. We got the 45 on the turntable right now, folks. Let's get it for you. There you go. So here comes Jan and Dean. Let's just listen to a little bit of this, folks.
My theater teacher's got me working too hard. Relax after school, sitting out in the yard. Just me and my baby, I'm holding her hand. Then pop,
ding-a-ling.
Here comes that Popsicle man.
Orange, lemon, cherry, and lime. Fudge, tutti, frutti, and a grape, that's fine. Buy one for me, and one for my chick. A lot of good eating on a Popsicle stick.
Okay. So there you go. You get Jan and Dean rocking it out there on the Liberty Records label, 1966. Okay, well now check this out, Doc. I hate to break it to you, but they did not do the original version of Popsicle. The original version of Popsicle came out in 1962 by a group called The Todds. We have it here on the Todd Records label.
Oh, I can't wait.
Are you prepared?
Sure.
Here we go, folks. Once again, an exclusive on the Lost Discs radio show tonight. It's the Todds and the original version of Popsicle.
My summertime job's got me working real hard. Relaxed afternoon, sitting out in the yard. Just me and my baby, I'm holding her hand. Then pop, tingly, here comes a Popsicle man. Orange, lemon, cherry, and lime. Fudge, tutti, frutti, and a grape, that's fine. Buy one for me, and one for my chick. A lot of good eating on a Popsicle stick. Popsicle. If you want to get cool, it does a trick.
And it come on a stick.
Some people eat Popsicles just for kicks. But me and my baby, we say the six. To keep brother and sister as quiet as a mouse, we give them Popsicle sticks to build a Popsicle house. Popsicle. If you wanna get cool, it does a trick.
And it come on a stick.
When you hear the bell go ding-a-ling, a Popsicle man, and he's the goody king. say popsicle wrappers, and before long you win a phonograph to play this record on.
Popsicle,
if you wanna get cool, it doesn't drink.
And it come on a stick.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Yes, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our college intern Chesty. Now, well, technically she's not our college intern anymore in the sense that she doesn't really, she's not really getting college credit for hanging around with us like she did for four semesters, okay?
Does that mean you have to pay me now?
But we're not paying. We're not paying her either. Okay. She, what? Say, what did you say?
You've paid for Woody's before.
What?
You tried to pay for Woody before.
Okay.
Pay the intern.
No. We don't have the budget for it. You know, with the energy crisis and everything.
I give Woody's for free.
Okay. So. All right. Okay. Whoa! What did she say? Is there something happening? Is there? Oh my God!
All right.
Something.
The
tension, folks. Okay.
You know, I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
If Bob and John Denver.
Yeah.
Denver isn't really their last name. Can I be Chesty Newhaven?
Well, yeah. If indeed, if you got the legal papers to prove it, you know.
Okay.
Is that with like a capital H and a capital N?
Like,
yeah.
I might change my name.
Yeah. Peaks and valleys.
One word.
What? New Haven. I get it.
Then I'll become a traveling show.
Okay. Yikes. Okay. Chesty, what is your chick pick for tonight?
Something fast.
something fast and moving. All right. Here's the record. I'm handing her now the 45.
All right. Something you hard know, and fast, man.
Duck.
With a lot of repetition to it, you know.
Yeah.
God.
All right. Doc, this is what you would say. It's a record that really rocks on the Paula Records label.
Yeah.
And it's called The Fast Way of Living.
All right.
Woo, I eat food in Dallas. I said I'm in Chicago. Man, that's too fast. You know it ain't slow.
are you going to realize that I've got important things to do and you don't fit in my plans, baby?
Oldsmore William, where you gone?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oldsmore William, when you coming back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oldsmore William, what you gonna do? Was born on a Monday, never moved a leg until early on Friday. Saturday night, he heard a rock and roll band. I'm gonna do the bird if I can, if I can. Who's more William, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna do the bird if I can.
But he shaved up in a hurry when he tried to do the dog. Second time he tried, and even the third, it turned out even better when he tried to do the bird. Who's more William, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna do the bird if I can.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Gregory D. and the Avantes with their Oldsmobile William off the banger. Now, Chesty, pay attention. That was off of the banger records label.
Girls gotta make money
somehow.
Whoa. Oh. Jeez, girls. You see, when you're out of college and you're not getting that internship and free room and board.
Girls are...
She's working hard for the money.
Girls want to have fun, you know, apparently. Before that, of course... But speaking of, yes, it's hard.
It's hard work.
It's hard being a girl.
It's hard work.
Right? You enjoy being a girl, but it's very hard work.
Long, hard work.
Oh, brother. Before that, speaking of Chesty, it was the Uniques, okay? I don't think we announced who the group was. Man, you might want to check them out, although I don't think any of their stuff is actually in print anywhere. Off of the Paula Records label out of Shreveport, Louisiana, man. Shreveport, Louisiana. That's not funny.
Back in the day.
Off the Paula record, yeah. Fast Way of Living has just got to go. See? Now you could read into that if you want to, but you shouldn't.
Three people in New Orleans sitting in a bar drinking.
Okay. Before that, of course, it was the Todds with Popsicle, and what else? Well, you know, earlier in the show...
Speaking of some kind of a food theme.
Speaking of the Avantes, earlier in the show, we heard from a surf group called the Avantes... doing Wax 'em Down. And that, of course, that followed up that Ho Daddy thing by Bob Denver. Yes, folks, it's our Bob Denver, TV's Gilligan. Spectacular! Tonight on Lost Discs Radio Show for September 9th of 2005, several more people emailing in tonight, including, good old Cosmic Debris. This guy's...
He's old, old reliable.
He's old school, man.
Yeah, right.
He's down in Maryland getting the signal with his lady friend Jane. And
okay.
You know, and they're digging it.
I get it.
And you see, Cosmic...
Not Jane
right.
from the Hurricane.
Okay. Look, that's a touchy subject, man. You don't go talking about that to
Crazy
Cosmic
Mary.
Debris. He don't want to talk about that.
It's Crazy Mary Jane.
He's not talking about that. Why do you insist on talking about that? He corroborates, by the way, Michael Ketter's observation that Tina Louise was indeed, and may still be, indeed.
Wilford Brimley?
Well, Wilford Brimley in drag, you know, with that wig, that red wig.
Now, Wilford Brimley, he was the guy that was pitching the Quaker Oats. Is that correct?
That's right. You don't, yeah.
Right.
Was he the guy on paper?
Would you buy Quaker Oats from Wilford Brimley because he told you to?
Yes.
You would.
And I would say the word sir and after
now,
it.
Now, let me ask you this. If Wilford Brimley walked into your place of work and offered you some kind of waffle, would you buy a waffle from Wilford Brimley if he just happened to walk into your work?
Absolutely.
Would you buy two?
No.
Just one?
I would just buy one, and I would buy
How
the one.
How much would you pay for one a waffle from Wilford Brimley?
$15.
You'd pay $15 for one waffle from Wilford Brimley.
No, I would pay whatever he told me to pay.
Did it have strawberries on it or blueberries?
It was Funfetti. It was a Funfetti waffle.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doc Brown knows way too much.
Mind, yes, a Funfetti waffle. I see.
What?
I'm just saying. I would never buy a waffle from Wilford Brimley. I might buy one from Jessie if she got all dressed up and came in like a waffle vendor.
In
you know?
Drag. Right. Only if he were in drag,
only
I would.
Only if he was in drag.
All
right.
Can I move on? Hey, some guy named, what's his name, in St. Louis. Some guy in St. Louis.
Hey, one of the best quotes I've ever seen in my life. I just have to share this.
From what? The guy in St. Louis is waiting eagerly for me to say his name, so hurry up.
I was in a bathroom tonight. Scratched on the wall said, I was born with a silver spork in my mouth.
Lordy.
That's one I've never heard before.
Yes. No. Well, we've heard it. We've heard it now, thanks to you, Doc. It's Mickey. Mickey in St. Louis, giving us 73. He's off the shortwave radio there. And he's digging Gilligan. You know, Willie Gilligan. He's reminding us that his first name is Willie. So all those times they're calling him Gilligan, they're calling him by his last name, folks. Where's the respect? And good old Mr. Bill. No, Bill somebody. Yeah, Mr. Bill in Globe, Arizona tonight. Has us broadcasting. Get a load of this. He catches the internet stream for our show off of WBCQ.com there. And then he broadcasts it to his stereo, which he has concocted an C-Crane FM transmitter that broadcasts a 200-foot radius around his house on 89.1 megahertz FM.
See, I like this guy.
You see what I'm saying? So like anyone like driving down the road who happens to be scanning around on the
FM
dial.
What he didn't mention is that he lives in the middle of 20 acres.
Well, yeah. So. Well, okay. So maybe it's not that exciting. But it seems like it's a little bit exciting because, you know, ingenuity. Speaking of things that are exciting, once again, Doc, I'm going to ask you if you've ever had a music teacher that taught you how to sing and makes you feel good about life.
I never had that person, and that's why I'm doing what I do now.
Right.
You know,
and I'm
an unhappy, driveling fool.
All right. Well, here we go. Tonight on the show.
I would never even just think of going crazy enough to buy waffles.
Think about it.
And live life in the moment and just, you know, just do what made me happy.
Let me ask you something. If a kid is on the street selling lemonade from a lemonade stand,
right.
You going to turn him down?
No, I'm going to go. I'm going to give him a dollar if he's asking 10 cents.
There you go.
Right.
So if a kid walking, okay.
There's a difference
from
buying a waffle from Wilford Brimley.
All right.
All right.
In drag.
Another thing I read in the bathroom one time, this is pretty disgusting, but anyway, it said, one time it said,
yeah.
On the bathroom wall, I just crapped my pants, somebody give me a waffle. I swear to God, it was in a porta potty at a concert.
Okay. Doc, I don't like the direction that this show is going suddenly.
I'm feeling it said in magic marker on the wall.
Yes. Oh, in magic marker. Right.
It was in a porta potty. They couldn't, you know, like they didn't scratch it in.
They didn't have a crayon.
Yeah. It just I just crapped my pants. Somebody give me a waffle.
Right. With a mascara.
Right.
Which bathroom were you in?
So whenever I hear about anybody eating waffles, I think of that. You know, I make this connection and I just wonder who would do that such a thing.
Buckwheat waffles.
Buckwheat with what's it called?
Oh
Raspatas?
Oh my God! I'm gonna hit the thing. We're gonna yes. No Funfetti.
Oh Funfetti. It wasn't there.
Oh
it
my God!
It was the
Tutti Frutti. So tonight on the show, folks. Oh my God! If you only knew what he was really talking about, ladies and gentlemen, it's the tree. It's the tree swingers teaching the natives to sing tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Mrs. Ching is the lady from the school who is teaching the natives to sing. So all day long we sit on the beach and sing along with Mrs. Ching. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. We sing about a rockabye baby. What kind of baby is a rockabye baby? We have to ask.
Mrs. Chink, who is teaching the natives to sing. Ooga, ha-ya, ooga, ha-ya. Mrs. Chink, who comes all the way from Bangkok, is teaching the natives to sing. Though we can't read, we look at the song and sing along with Mrs. Chink. Sing about a Roman in the gloaming. What kind of Roman is a Roman in the gloaming? We have to ask Mrs. Chink, who is teaching the natives to sing. Ooga, ha-ya, ooga, ha-ya. Since she came here, nobody picked bananas, nobody do anything. So bye-bye work, we have only time to sing along. We have to ask Mrs. Chink, who is teaching the natives to sing. Ooga, ha-ya, ooga, ha-ya, ooga, ha-ya. Thank you so much, Mrs. Chink.
Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo.
Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Lost Discs Radio, doo-doo. Your place for fun, Lost Discs Radio.
Sorrows in a jigger of brandy.
Thank you.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the Lost Discs radio show, you know, you've been digging our our Bob Denver waffle spectacular. And that music in the background, of course, that you're hearing now suddenly, by a group called The Willies.
Stop your talking to make me some drinks.
And, yeah. And I guess we'll go out on that only because we have been reminded now by one of our listeners to this program that Gilligan's real first name on the show was Willie. It was Willie Gilligan by TV's Bob Denver.
So his real name was Little Willie.
Sure. Well, little Buddy Willie. You know what I'm saying? You know? Little Buddy. Okay. That could go.
What does Chesty think about the Little Willie?
Yeah. Hey, Chesty. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen. Well, no, Doc, we got like 30 seconds left. Anything you want to say, you better wrap it up now.
Yeah, waffles rule.
Hey, folks. Once again, it's September 9th of 2005. You can always dig us on the email and get in touch with us and let us know what your thoughts are.
How?
At lost@wbcq.us or drop it in the P.O. box. Doc, do you remember our fabulous analog mail post office box address? Give it to
P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA.
He's got it, folks. You know, it's been a couple weeks since we've gotten anything in that P.O. box.
So yeah, where's Dennis Rockman?
Hey, give us... No, nowhere, man. No one's dropping anything in the analog mail. So get it in.
I hear if you put a stamp on a waffle, it'll actually get sent through the mail. You seriously can send a waffle through the mail.
Somebody send us
a waffle
in the mail to
P.O.
Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. And we'll dig you next week exclusively here on WBCQ The Planet on the Lost Discs radio show.
Some are gonna live and some are gonna die.